Hello, this is Kerry.
Hey, Kerry, it's Ben here from Magic. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
Not too bad for a Tuesday, Arvo. We're screaming towards the finish line, aren't we?
I'm a bit worn out at the end of the day. I've got a nice massage to look forward to, though, so that'll be lovely.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'm a bit jealous, I'm not going to lie.
You can be jealous, that's okay.
Oh, dear. All right, so I've got my, the little piece of paper here. So I'm thinking for this one, really broad strokes. Keep it really easy, and basically we just sort of, like, spruik the event, if that works for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so what I'll do is, just to get the levels there, Kerry, if I could get you to say your full name and your title, and then, yeah, we can basically get stuck in.
Yeah, it's Kerry Schubert.
Awesome, that's looking good.
And my title is Senior Community Development Coordinator.
Wicked, that looks good. Not too soft, not too loud. Lovely, Goldilocks volume. All right. Joining us on the phone, Kerry, who is the organiser of something amazing within our community. Kerry, thanks so much for joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup. National Families Week is on right now, and you have been tasked with putting together a sandcastle building competition. And this thing's going to be huge because there's prizes and everything going on, hey?
Yeah, there's some really good prizes and lots of action on the day as well. So it's going to be great. National Families Week runs from the 15th to the 21st of March. So the sandcastle competition is going to come right in on the end on Saturday the 21st of March down on the foreshore. They'll be across from Bank SA, and it starts at 11 o'clock. And then after that, there'll be heaps of activities on the lawn as well. So we do ask you to pre-register if you're able to. If not, just rock up on the day. And, come and win some great prizes and do some really fun things as well. We've got extreme kites there with some Zorb balls and sumo suits. We've got the Royal Flying Doctors with their donut van.
Dangerous.
Crafts will be there as well. And there'll be some face painting and heaps of kids' activities as well. So it's going to be a great day.
And it's such a cool idea. I mean, we've got arguably the best foreshore in the entire state. And anyone argues that, I will fight them in the streets, because we do, like, it's spectacular. And then to really utilize it for something fun for families and to really get the community involved, what a good idea. Where did it come from?
Yeah, well, it was really inspired by the sandcastle event from Toonarama. So Toonarama has had that as a family event in the past, and it's always been really successful and really well attended. So when I was looking for something that married up with National Families Week, I just thought that it was a perfect fit. It brings all the kids and the families and the parents, the aunties, grandmas, whoever wants to participate, brings them into this little square where they can create and do what they want to do. We're going to have the guest judge will be the Toonarama ambassador, Karen Feagert as well, so she'll be our special guest judge.
Oh, awesome. And so like you mentioned as well, so the actual extra stuff that's happening, because the sandcastle competition itself is technically speaking from 11 until 1 p.m., but yep, with all the extra stuff going on, this is going to go all afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, it'll probably go till about 2-ish, because that week is also celebrating Youth Week, South Australian Youth Week, and that's about celebrating young people 12 to 25. So they're going to come into play with some funding that West Coast Youth have got, and they'll be able to support the extreme kites with their activities.
Awesome.
So really heavily supported by agencies and organisations in our community, and also for the lot of the organisations that gave us some fantastic prizes. So, yeah, so if you come for anything, come for the prizes as well as a beautiful day out.
I'm not opposed to a cheeky plug, so is there anyone that you are desperately keen to give a cheeky plug to for hooking you up with some prizes?
Oh, well, I can't really, because then I've missed someone, but yeah, just the community have been fantastic. All it's taken has been a phone call from me, saying, hey, we're having this event. Would you be able to support it with some prizes, some vouchers? And everybody has come on board straight away and said yes. So really, really pleased with that. So
I love it, Kerry.
Sorry,
I love it, Kerry. It's so good. It keeps it almost secret squirrel. So you kind of have to get on down and get amongst the fun.
Well, first, second and third prizes, and there's no category. So just come in and bring your bucket and your spade and any decorations, remembering that everything that you bring you must take home as well. Be creative and get in line for a first, second, third prize. Choose your own theme, whatever you want to do. And I will be... Every child will take something home. There you go. How about that?
That's awesome, Kerry. That's fantastic.
It's a surprise.
Well, and it is.
It's a great time to celebrate with the families and, you know, to get out and share the enjoyment of actually being family in the wider community as well. We haven't had a lot on the past few years, so it's a great opportunity for everyone to get together, and especially outside and on the beautiful foreshore.
Absolutely. And, of course, you are encouraging people to register as well. If you don't manage to register, it is okay, but it is always good to register because it makes it easy for everyone. Best bet, we've actually got all of the details that everyone needs up at magic899.com.au. All they need to do is jump onto our website, hit the little community tab there. Your number's there. They can give you a ring. Is that the best way, Kerry?
Yeah, they can find me. That's perfect, yeah. Yep, that will be great. And if people can pre-register, obviously we know how many plots to mark out then, but we'll plot out a few extras just in case people do turn up on the day. Remembering it is voting day and football and sport on throughout the day as well, but no, if people can just make some time, even just to come down and have a look and see what's happening. So the event's supported and coordinated by the Department of Human Services, who I work for in the Safer Families program. So, it's a privilege to be able to facilitate and coordinate something like this for our town.
Very much so. And just quietly, Kerry, I think that this is a lot more fun than going and voting.
We shouldn't do too much injury, I hope.
Awesome, Kerry. Thank you so much for joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup. I really appreciate your time. Hey.
No worries. Thanks for having me.